Well, a lot of new and exciting things going on in the great city of Avon, and here in studio with us to tell us all about it is Pam Fechter, Avon's Economic Development Director. Pam, thank you so much for coming in studio. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to say thanks again for braving that extraordinarily extreme cold out there on the way in. I mean, it still looks like it's snowing out there right now. Did you come through any adverse conditions on the way in?
A little cold, a little slow going, but made it here okay.
I was going to say, it looks like you made it here just fine with no issues whatsoever. I want to begin with the plans for the historic Jamison House. What are the plans for this building moving forward?
We are so excited. The city of Avon is under contract on the old Jamison Homestead on Detroit Road. We are looking to open up a visitors bureau in that location. The one good thing about the city purchasing, we are planning on restoring the entire site. I think a couple other folks had looked at it and wanted to demolish it and put up more shopping, more restaurants. We wanted to keep the history and keep it in town, and we're going to work closely with the antique ladies who are there now and slowly work into opening up our visitors bureau.
In speaking with the residents, was that the general consensus from the vast majority that you wanted to preserve the home itself instead of tearing it down and building up something brand new?
Most definitely. We have a lot of new construction in town, and we'd like to do the best we can to keep the history we have.
Well, you mentioned some of the new construction. I guess this isn't necessarily new per se. It's new within the last 5 or 6 years. But, you know, the Levin Furniture Company, that building's been out there for quite a while. But most recently, a sale went down for that property, and boy, it went for a pretty hefty price, no question about that. Any idea what kinds of changes, if any, may come from that sale?
No, we're still trying to investigate that. It was our impression that one entity had purchased Levin itself. Another entity came in and purchased the real estate. Not quite sure of the price that was listed at the auditor's site. We're doing some research on that now.
Fair enough. And I think people often get confused when they see that because they see that the property had been sold. And I think I was one of those, I thought immediately, wait a minute, that Levin Furniture has only been up there for about 5 years, if that. But Levin itself was most recently sold, correct?
Correct.
They were sold to a company in Michigan, is that right?
I believe so.
Okay. So that kind of a wait and see with that whole property.
Definitely. And if that $17 million number is correct, that's a pretty hefty price per acre.
Yeah, I would say so. No question about that. Again, we're talking with Pam Fechter, Avon's Economic Development Director here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, a lot of cool new businesses coming to the area and a lot of really awesome events for kids, I think, especially, too. How much longer until the main event is completed? I drive by there quite a bit. I've actually gone to the new Duluth Trading Company a couple times. I love that place. It's a great place to go shop. And I mean, look, ladies, if you're looking for a place to go to shop for guys, and that's a pretty simple place to go to. It's very, very easy to get to. The main event, that structure's not too far away. Any idea how much longer until that whole facility is built up?
I don't. That will definitely open up in 18. I believe they're looking late summer, early fall of 18. A lot of people are very excited. We have a lot of retail that is going up, a lot of restaurants, but to have a destination location is exciting. We also, with main event, just down the road, we also have a group called Play Klee, and it is a Ninja Warrior type gym. So it's kind of nice to see a lot of entertainment coming in on Chester Road.
Sure, yeah. We saw the pictures in the Chronicle Telegram. I think they had that covered here today. You mentioned the Ninja Warrior setup, and that's just a place a lot of people can go and kind of get some fun exercise. It's not
Definitely.
Just gym equipment. It's fun stuff, too.
And people love the American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, right? Who doesn't?
Oh, no doubt about that. And I think, see, here's what I find interesting about that. So I've got a couple of nephews that live on the east side, and we're trying to have them over for a sleepover. And I was telling them about all the cool things to do. I told them about that Play Klee. They're like, whoa, that sounds really awesome. And then I showed them the main event. I took them to the website, and they said, you can do all that under one building? So I think it is pretty cool that it brings that kind of activity. But I think the other cool part about this, Pam, is, you know, it creates a lot of jobs here as well. What kind of an impact do you think that place could have on Avon?
There is quite a few people that will be working there. A lot of them will be part-time. We're excited to just have different alternatives in employment where some people can work full-time, part-time. With the Meyer coming on, the Menards coming on, there's a lot of different opportunities for people to get to work.
Along those same lines, you know, what are some of the expectations for growth in 2018? And I guess we can stick for the now specifically with, you know, the two structures you just mentioned, the new Meyer location, the new Menards as well. When do we expect those facilities to be completed?
Yes, definitely to get rid of some of the rumors that they're not coming to town. We have been in conversations with them just recently. We've got some updated plans going on. Both Meyer and Menard will break ground in the spring of 18. And we're really excited. They won't open until 19. It's a pretty long construction process for both of them, but we're really excited that they are definitely coming.
And where will they both go? Where will they both be located?
Meyer is located on Nagel Road across the street from Levin, and Menards will be on Chester Road across the street from Cabela's.
Okay, so obviously very, very accessible, very easy to get to. See, I feel like a lot of people around here don't necessarily understand the power of Meyer. Meyer's a wonderful place. Not only, it's not just a grocery store. There's a lot of cool things you can find at a Meyer. I'll put it into perspective. There's a Meyer at Bowling Green. It wasn't that far from where I went my freshman year. I think the dorm wasn't too far from Meyer. Meyer was a gold mine because they had everything there. It was like a place to go for, it's like almost like a store that you would go to where you could find absolutely everything you needed.
I agree. They originally came in with a 190,000 square foot building. Recently, they've done some internal looking and determined that they wanted to go down to 150,000 square feet. More and more now is being purchased online. And with that in mind, they decided to decrease their footprint. But we'll still have a lot of the same offerings.
Sure. It seems like with a lot of the business and commerce, I mean, we talked about Play Clee coming in. We talked about Main Event coming in. Avon's setting itself up to be kind of a destination city to speak, where cities from the outside can come in. They can hit Meyer. They can go have a good time at those types of establishments. Is that the goal ultimately in Avon?
That's actually what it's turning out to be, and it's very exciting that a lot of the new development we have is either the first time in Ohio or the first time in Northeast Ohio. We have an exciting, which I find exciting, new restaurant coming in called Culver's.
Sure.
They
are
based out of Wisconsin. Love it. Used to live in Wisconsin. They're known for their butter burgers and their frozen custard. They're going to break ground in spring as well, and they'll be on Center Road in between Wendy's and Panda Express and kind of complete that little destination of fast food restaurants.
That's fantastic. Avon, of course, one of the fast-growing cities in Lorain County. Is there a template for kind of the growth and everything that's going on right now? Because obviously things continue to boom.
We like to keep it slow and steady.
Sure, yeah.
We like to keep old Avon in mind, as well as all the infrastructure projects that we need being a farm community.
Yeah.
Bringing in this new growth, we're just definitely slow and steady.
I was going to ask you about that Culver's. I love Culver's. It's another place. I think a lot of people around here have not been exposed to Culver's. It's a wonderful place.
Great ice cream, too.
Oh.
Fantastic ice cream.
Yes, I put on about 20 pounds over the course of a summer being too close to too many Culver's, but it is a wonderful, wonderful place. How does that process work? I mean, do they contact you after taking a look at what the city has to offer, or is that something where Avon goes out and seeks Culver's and says, hey, look, this is a pretty attractive place to go and bring your business? How does that all go down?
We're very fortunate that we have the Jacobs Group that owns quite a bit of acreage in town. They have a very aggressive marketing department that goes out there looking for different businesses that are going to complement what's already in place. I know right now they've got some acreage available near the Cleveland Clinic. They're thoughtful on trying to bring in restaurants to the area that will complement everything that's going on. So I'm very fortunate that my job is pretty easy. My economic development right now is answering the phone.
Nice.
That's a really, really nice problem to have, right? Just answering the phone. But, I mean, certainly, you know, when you're trying to bring businesses in, I want to use a quote from Mayor Jensen. I think he mentioned this in an article a day or two ago, that the city wants controlled growth. If you could elaborate on that and explain what you think he meant by that, controlled growth for the city.
Well, Mayor Jensen is a fantastic mayor. He has got the best of all the residents in mind. Being in that area for so long and being part of the community, we do understand the struggles of trying to bring in new growth. And with older infrastructure, we've got different ditches that need to be filled in, different things of that nature. So we don't want to bring in too much growth without taking that into account as we move forward. So I think just keeping it slow going, we make sure, you know, I was at a class the other day giving a speech, and I mentioned that most people don't like the fact that we have so many pizza restaurants and ice cream restaurants. And the little children in the class were very excited that we did. So sure. I feel as long as they're happy, we're doing well too.
Hey, children are the future of this great city.
They are.
Yeah, right. No question about that. There can never be too much pizza and too much ice cream.
I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah, that's just good stuff.
Right. You'll never hear us complain about pizza and ice cream. It's always nice to have extra options. Yeah. It's always wonderful to have all those options. Not to mention, you've got a couple of great places for the kids to go play, burn off all that energy after eating all that pizza and all that ice cream. So trust me, you won't get any debate from us on that whatsoever. Well, moving forward and looking into 2018, you mentioned that, you know, the city's looking at a couple of different options. You know, they're looking at some acreage you mentioned near the Cleveland Clinic and all of that as well. With all my time with the Lake Erie Crushers, I do get questions on occasion about what the city is considering doing with that space just beyond the outfield wall right along Interstate 90, you know, next to the YMCA. Of course, the new T3 facility is up at the complex now as well. Any thoughts as to what the city might be able to do with that space, which is just beyond the scoreboard at Springer?
We've got a couple ideas, a couple people that we're talking to right now. We put out some sunflowers this year to see if maybe that could be a spot for the sunflowers. On the west side of the stadium, on the other side of the power lines, we'd like to put up some ball fields, whether it be soccer fields, baseball fields, something of that nature. That entire complex, in our thought, needs to be sports related. Mm-hmm. We love that T3 is in and they're going well. The YMCA is doing well. The Crushers. We would like another business to come in that would complement that and just make it a definite destination location.
Very nice. And I know this is a hard question to answer, but any idea as to like what kind of a plan? Is that like a 5-year plan? Is that a 10-year plan? I know that's not something that happens overnight, but any idea how long that might take for something like that to materialize?
Yeah, that could take as little as just a few years. We took us a little while to get through T3. We had a lot of different new things coming to us that we had to work through. Mm-hmm. I think we've got the process down quite nicely. So I think when someone else comes in and they're ready to move forward on that space, we'll be able to act rather quickly.
Very cool stuff. Well, obviously 2017, a very, very exciting year for the city of Avon with a lot of great new businesses coming in. Sounds like 2018 is going to be even better. Pam, thank you so much for stopping by and spending some time with us here in studio and braving those elements on the way over from Avon as well.
Thanks for having me.